The excitement was audible as books began to move from Crozet's original library, which once served as a train station, to a new, much bigger building nearby.
It's 0.2 miles, and originally when we started talking about this, we didn't know if we'd have enough people to make it that distance, but it looks like if we spread out a little, we could probably do a mile.
That's John Halliday, director of the Madison Jefferson Regional Library. He admits most of the 30,000 volumes were moved by truck, but about 200 kids' books were set aside for manual transport, and a long line of patrons like Betsy Agee, Dana Palmer, Pam and Chris Carmagnola, Andrea Miracle, Todd Zena, and Maya Parker were happy to help out.
It's an absolutely wonderful idea, especially to be part of a tradition.
I'm a big fan of the library, and I'm glad to see it expand.
It's bittersweet. I'm happy to have the new library, but my children grew up in the old one, waiting for the train to come by and standing at the windows.
This seems like a once-in-a-lifetime. You get to move a library.
Why did you want to be part of this effort?
Because I love the library!
I am a total bookworm.
What do you like to read?
Big, fat chapter books.
It's definitely just pulling everybody together. As you can see, there's a lot of excitement, and you can hear the kids are all pumped up, so definitely very symbolic.
The new building will provide room for 75,000 books, up from 30,000, and some might doubt the need in this age of the internet, but Halliday says computers and e-books are simply an add-on to the library's thriving core business.
Last year, we checked out more hardback books than we did the year before.
And he says about 200,000 people showed up to use computers at the library. The new building will offer 35 of them, along with Wi-Fi. I'm Sandy Houseman.